The majority in parliament has rubbished the minority's claim that Ghanaians should expect a new budget because of IMF conditionalities. The NDC member of parliament for North Thai, George Lu, in an interview with Radio Ghana, said the minority caucus has no right to criticize the budget when it took part in its approval. He said the NPP should be truthful to Ghanaians and stop throwing dust into their eyes. Mr. Lu spoke to George Asikri.
Is a minority leader saying that we don't agree sometimes on consensus? Is he today saying that there are not issues where we all agree as a house, 100%, that this must pass and therefore we all agree?
I mean, let's... For us outside parliament, we think that you only agree when it comes to issues concerning your personal benefit, loans for your cars and other things.
There are loans and there are many other agreements that we have agreed. We have agreed. And if you know the procedure in parliament, I always say that, look, The chairman of the select committee comes, reads the report of the committee, which the committee itself might have agreed to. The minority person, ranking member, supports that thing. And it is only after that that the question is put, and we vote on it, and sometimes even by consensus. So the minority leader is totally not being truthful to Ghanaians.
But honourable, if we were in church and the Roman father, for instance, you ask the question, is government not over borrowing? What will you respond?
I don't think that there is anything called overborrowing. The question to be asked is that when we borrow, what do we use it for? When we borrow, are there projects that we bring to the house and the house approves that this is a good project, go ahead and take the money and spend? If we cannot do that, then what is the essence of parliament? Then he's not worth being called a minority leader or anything. Because
so are you telling us that what you borrow in parliament, for instance, the monies are actually used for the purposes for which they were secured?
My brother, if it is not being used for the purposes for which they are secured, it is the duty of parliament to draw public attention. We receive Auditor General's reports, which of them says that a particular money has been approved by parliament, or project has been approved by parliament, and the money has not been...
But this same Auditor General's report, we hear complaints, misappropriation of funds, and we don't hear the outcome.
Absolutely. You hear complaints about the procedure or the performance. But I'm saying that if we are saying that we are building Road A, and we don't build Road A, it is the duty of parliament to come back and say, why haven't you built Road A? You see, when we are playing politics with issues, we miss all the fine points. The minority has said several things. This same minority were given opportunity to debate the present budget. Were they sleeping? All the new things that they are saying. At that time, was the minority leader and his team sleeping or that?
He said they disapproved of a lot of those things.
Please, I am saying that let's go for the answers. You see, this hypocrisy must stop at a point.